The route is too expensive to carry on, so the decision was strictly a business one. Can you please explain the costs involved in flying between the two cities?
Karin, this is purely a matter of basic economics and business. In the current market environment, the revenue generated from ticket sales on this specific route is insufficient to recover direct variable operating expenditure, such as fuel, which accounts for about a third of our input costs, along with aircraft maintenance, for example, and landing fees. So those are the primary cost elements, and we're not recovering them. And if you're not recovering those and making a contribution beyond the recovery of your direct variable costs, then, I mean, obviously it is not sustainably viable to continue.
Is there not a big enough need for flights between Bloemfontein and Cape Town?
Ironically, Karin, there is demand, and that's evidenced by our high load factors. You know, we have been achieving load factors in the 80%, but what we're carrying in the way of customer volumes has only been on the basis of low fares. So these fares, we regard them as being unsustainably low. However, I need to add that the changed nature of the Bloemfontein-Cape Town market means the city pairing has become a significant loss-making route for us. In fact, it is our second worst performing route. Air Link's value proposition is all about providing a frequency of flights at convenient times and with a good onboard service. At the same time, we try to best match our capacity with demand for travel on every one of our routes. Now, with this particular route having been commoditized with an abundance of low fares on the route, travelers are buying purely on price. Service and convenience are less important, and it makes no sense for us to continue running this particular service at a significant operating loss. But I must point out that we are talking about this specific route.
It was said that Air Link has got no interest in getting involved in a war with ticket prices. What was meant by that?
Karin, it means that we won't follow our competitor in a race to the bottom. In South Africa, our industry has a painful legacy of airlines going to the wall, trying to gain and defend market share by offering fares that are sub-economic. I mean, just have a look at the previous airline failures. South African Airways going into business rescue, Mango, Comair with its two brands, British Airways and Kulula, and of course, South African Express. Air Link will not do that. Air Link is a responsible, financially healthy and growing business. Our sustainability has not happened by coincidence. We work hard and diligently to look after it and nurture the business, just as one does with a fruit tree. It sometimes requires pruning to keep growing in the right direction and yielding good quality fruit. We would love to be able to continue operating the Bloemfontein-Cape Town route, but we cannot do so under the current market conditions. It has to be sustainably viable for us to do so.
Which factors are considered in a commercial airline's viability?
So there's no mystery to an airline's viability. It's just the same as any other business. For a commercial airline to remain viable, the revenue that it generates must be more than the cost of generating that revenue, and it must make a profit. However, decisions on which routes to curtail and which to enter and expand upon are based on a combination of factors. We don't make these changes lightly, as we are acutely aware that they do or may have an impact on our customers. We've been monitoring the Bloemfontein-Cape Town route and its performance for a long time, but we have not seen any prospect of the route's performance from a viability and a sustainability perspective. Initially, we removed capacity to better balance supply with demand whilst maintaining quality of service, but this did not relieve the unsustainability and it left us with no alternative but to discontinue the services. We have timed the discontinuation such that it minimizes any inconvenience or disruptions to our customers.